We've cut out beef. Food website cancels beef to reduce global emissions. By Wendell Hasebo on April 27, 2021. A food website named Epicurious will cancel beef recipes to reduce global emissions but will keep past beef recipes in the archive, the publication wrote Monday. It might not feel like much, but cutting out just a single ingredient, beef, can have an outsize impact on making a person's cooking more environmentally friendly, Epicurious wrote. As a result, beef won't appear in new Epicurious recipes, articles, or newsletters. It will not show up on our homepage. It will be absent from our Instagram feed, the publication said. We've cut out beef. Our readers have rallied around the recipes we published in beef's place. The publication, owned by Condé Nast, claims that almost 15% of greenhouse gas emissions globally come from livestock. And everything involved in raising it, 61% of those emissions can be traced back to beef. Epicurious will not delete past beef recipes from their archive, however. Some of you will wonder if Epicurious has become a site with an agenda. Rest assured, the beef recipes that were published in 2019 and before are still on the site. They are not going anywhere, they consult their readers. The news comes after President Joe Biden announced plans to create a zero-emissions economy by no later than 2050. According to Michigan University's study from the Center for Sustainable Systems, the agenda could mean cutting diet-linked greenhouse gas emissions, reducing red meat consumption by 90% and animal products by 50%. But Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack denied the Biden administration's intention to reduce the consumption of beef, Breitbart News reported. There is no effort designed to limit people's intake of beef coming out of President Biden's White House or USDA, Vilsack told reporters. Vilsack's denial came after false reports circled over the weekend that to accomplish Biden's climate agenda, it would require Americans to only consume about 4 pounds of red meat per year, or 0.18 ounces per day. It equates to consuming roughly one average-sized burger per month, the Daily Mail reported.